الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، in our previous classes we were discussing issues with regards to the creed of Ahl Sunnah, Sunnah and the Quran, Al-Quran Al-Kareem. We have seen that the people of the Sunnah, they believe that Al-Quran كلام الله غير مخلوق منه بدأ وإليه يعود, that the Quran is the speech of Allah and it is not created. And it is not created. It came from Him. He is the one who spoke it first. Subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke it with letters that were heard by Jibreel alayhi salam, conveyed it to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who heard it from him. Who heard it from him. So the words, the letters, the meanings, they're the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are not created. And they are not created. And it's ascribed to Allah Azza wa Jal. Minhu bada'a wa ilayhi ya'ud. So the author, he mentioned in the previous question that we had read, ma hukmu man qala bi khalqi al-Qur'an, ma hukmu man qala bi khalqi al-Qur'an. What is the ruling regarding the one who says that the Qur'an is created? He began this affair clarifying the creed first and foremost. Al-Qur'an kalam Allah Azza wa Jal haqiqatan. Hurufuhu wa ma'anihi. Hurufuhu wa ma'anihi. The Qur'an is the speech of Allah, the mighty and majestic, in reality, the true speech of Allah, in its letters and likewise meanings. Laysa kalamuhu al-hurufa duna al-ma'ani, wala al-ma'aniya duna al-huruf. His speech is not the letters without the meanings, nor the meanings without the letters. And it is very clear that al-kalam, speech, consists of both aspects, letters, huruf, and meanings, ma'ani. Speech consists of letters and meanings. It's not called speech if it's just letters, nor if it's just meanings. Rather, it's the letters and the meanings together that make up speech, that make up speech. So this is the case with the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the letters and the meanings. It is the letters and the meanings. This is the speech of Allah. Alif lam mim, dhalika al-kitabu la rayba fi. This speech here is the speech of Allah. This speech here is the speech of Allah. The letters and likewise the meanings. And likewise the meanings. تَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ بِهِ قَوْلًا وَأَنزَلَهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّهِ وَحْيًا وَآمَنَ بِهِ مُؤْمَنُونَ حَقًّا. تَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ بِهِ قَوْلًا وَأَنزَلَهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّهِ وَحْيًا وَآمَنَ بِهِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا. That Allah, He spoke it in true speech and revealed it to His Prophet as revelation, and the believers, they believe in it and it is the truth. They believe in it and it is the truth. And he mentioned, فَهُوَ وَإِنْ خُطَّ بِالْبَنَانِ وَتُولِيَ بِاللِّسَانِ وَحُفِظَ بِالْجِنَانِ وَسُمِيَ بِالْآذَانِ وَأَبْصَرَتُ الْعَيْنَانِ لَا يُخْرِجُهُ ذَلِكَ إِنْ كَوْنِهِ كَلَامَ الرَّحْمَنِ. So even if it is written with the fingers or recited with the tongues or memorized in the breasts, heard by the ears, seen by the eyes, none of this takes it out from being the speech of Ar-Rahman. Nothing excludes this from being the speech of Ar-Rahman. The scholars, they will say, from the Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, and those upon the way of Ahl Sunnah, Al-Qur'an wa kalam Allahi haythu tawajjaha. Haythu tawajjaha. That the Qur'an is the speech of Allah in any aspect. In any aspect, like he mentioned here, whether it's written with the fingers, with ink and pen, with pen and ink on paper, whether it's recited with the tongues, or whether it's memorized in the breasts and the hearts of men, whether it's heard by the ears or the eyes, they look at it and they see it, all of this is considered, the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal. So he clarifies, rahimahullah, فَالْأَنَامِلُ وَالْمِدَادُ وَالْأَقْلَامُ وَالْأَوْرَاقُ مَخْلُوقَ وَالْمَكْتُوبُ بِهَا غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقَ. For the fingers, ink, pens, and papers are created, but what is written with them is not created. What is written with him is not created. والألسن والأصوات مخلوقة والمتلوه بها على اختلافها غير مخلوق. The tongues and voices are created, but that which is recited through them with their different modes is not created. Is not created. والصدور مخلوقة والمحفوظ فيها غير مخلوق. And the chest, the breasts are created, but what is memorized within them is not created. وَالْأَسْمَعُ مَخْلُوقَ وَالْمَسْمُوعُ غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقٍ. And the hearings are created, but that which is heard is not created. But that which is heard is not is not created. Then he mentioned the evidences that we have read in our previous classes, and then he summarized that and concluded with the fact that the scholars of hadith had clarified from the salaf of this ummah that whoever claims the Quran is created, he has disbelieved. This is a statement and creed of disbelief. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. And this is the way of al-Jahmiyyah, the head of them, Jahm ibn Safwan. Jahm ibn Safwan, and he was an evil deviant. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ, denying the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from that his speech. And from that his speech. And the scholars that declared him to be a disbeliever, and those who followed him in his creed likewise. And those who followed him in his creed likewise. So here with regards to the statement, or the claim, or the creed that the Quran is created, we see the ruling with regards to that. That the one who makes that claim, he has disbelieved. And this is something that has been transmitted by countless scholars of hadith from the early generations of this ummah, from the early generations of this ummah. So it's been mentioned by Tabarani in his book As-Sunnah. He died in the year 360. And likewise by Hibatullah al-Tabari, he's known as Al-Lalakai, in his book Sharh Usul Itiqad al-Sunnah. Sharh Usul Itiqad al-Sunnah. He died in the year 418. Both of them, they mentioned narrations from more than 500 scholars of hadith. Both of them mentioned narrations by more than 500 scholars of hadith, each one of them declaring the one who claims the Quran is created to be a disbeliever. Understand that? So from 300, Tabarani, rahimahullah, he died in 360. He died in 360. Al-Alaka'i, 418. So the scholars that they narrate on, any before them, up to 500 individuals, each one of them a great scholar of the Sunnah upon the same creed. من قال بأن القرآن مخلوق بأن القرآن مخلوق فقد كفر أو فهو كافر. That whoever claims that the Quran is created, then he has disbelieved, or he is a disbeliever. He is a disbeliever. So there are, with regards to those who make this claim, there are those who make it directly, like the Jahmiyyah. Like the Jahmiyyah, they will say it straight, the Quran is created. So they believe that the Quran is created like the sun, moon, stars, trees, animals, and plants are created. They believe that they're the same. A creation from the creation of Allah. A creation from the creation of Allah. So they believe that the Quran, the speech of Allah, is created. Just like the trees are created. Just like the human beings are created. Allah, He created human beings. Allah, He created trees. Allah, He created the mountains and the seas. Allah, He created all of this creation from the creation that Allah created, the speech of Allah, the Quran. So they claim. So they claim. And this is clear. This is clear disbelief. And this is clear disbelief. So they misunderstand these affairs, and they have great deviation. And much of it goes back to the fact that they cannot understand these traits or their attributes except as they see them in the creation. And they will flee from resembling Allah to the creation and wind up denying His very existence, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have seen a number of aspects of that. We have seen a number of aspects of that. And from the mistakes that they make is with regards to understanding the Arabic language. Because there, whenever we say kalam Allah, al-Qur'anu kalam Allah. Al-Qur'anu kalam Allah. Ghayru makhluq. Al-Qur'an kalam Allah. So here in this sentence, the Qur'an is a mubtada. And the kalam is khabr, wa hu mudaf. And ism al-jalala, al-mudaf ilayhi. So here we have things, al-mudafat ilallahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-mudafat ilallahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, things that are ascribed to Allah. So we have in the Arabic language the sentence structure, which is showing possession, and it's called al-idafa, and it consists of two parts, al-mudaf wa al-mudaf ilayh. Al-mudaf wa al-mudaf ilayh. So for example, you say kitabu Zaydin, Zayd's book. You need the book of Zayd's book. So this is mudaf mudaf ilayh, showing possession. The book belongs to Zayd. The book belongs to Zayd. So there are things like this, mudafat, and mudafat ilallahi azza wa jal. And mudafat ilallahi azza wa jal. There are things that are ascribed or attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we don't understand these in the proper light, incorrect understanding, the understanding of the salaf of this ummah, then a person, he would deviate like they did. They'll deviate like they did. So there are things that are ascribed or attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are two aspects. That are attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are from two aspects or in two categories. And we must distinguish between The two of them. So maybe sometimes you will hear someone say, Abdullah. فَلَمَّا قَامَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ يَدْعُوهُ كَادُوا يَكُونُونَ عَلَيْهِ لِبَدًا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. This is مضاف مضاف إليه. عَبْدُ اللَّهِ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. What does that mean? The slave of Allah. The slave of Allah. You hear? كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. Right? كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. أو بَيْتُ اللَّهِ. بَيْتُ اللَّهِ. كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. بَيْتُ اللَّهِ. And the likes like this. كَلَامُ اللَّهِ. So these are things that are ascribed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they're not all understood in the same light. But they're not all understood in the same light. Naqatullah, the she camel of Allah, right? The she camel of Allah. So this is also ascribed to Allah. This is mudaf mudaf ilayh. So the people of knowledge, they mentioned that al-mudafat ilallahi subhanahu wa ta'ala ala naw'ain. That the things that are ascribed to Allah, attributed to Allah azza wa jalla in this form here, mudaf mudaf ilayh, are two aspects or two types. Are two types. The first one is either kan al-mudafu wasfan wasfan. لا يقوم إلا بموصوف. إذا كان المضاف وصفا لا يقوم إلا بموصوف. Then the first aspect is if the thing that's being ascribed or attributed is a characteristic or a trait that cannot exist except with the one being described. That doesn't exist alone, rather it's always along with the one being described. Like for example, hearing or seeing or life. You understand, right? You understand that? So these are things that do not exist by themselves, rather the descriptions for other things. So this is considered إضافة الصفة إلى الموصوف. إضافة الصفة إلى الموصوف. This is describing the attribute to the one being described. So when you say سمع الله, أو بصر الله, أو علم الله, أو رحمة الله, these are attributes of Allah عز وجل. These are attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla because these are descriptions and these are attributes, characteristics and traits. They do not exist individually alone. They're not entities alone by themselves. You understand that they're descriptions. So likewise, Kalamullah. Kalamullah. It's a description. This is the attribute of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So Kalamullah, Ilmullah, Ilmullah, Rahmatullah. Rahmatullah, Sam'ullah, Basarullah, Yadullah, these are all attributes that are ascribed to Allah Azza wa Jal. These are all attributes that are ascribed to Allah Azza wa Jal. So, هذا من باب إضافة الوصف إلى الموصوف. من باب إضافة الوصف إلى الموصوف. Because this wasf cannot be, is not an entity in itself existing by itself. So, this is a description and it's ascribed to Allah from that aspect, an attribute. An attribute. So the attributes of Allah are not created because Allah is not created. This is clear. Okay, then the other aspect, مِنْ بَابِ إِضَافَةِ الْمَخْلُوقِ إِلَى خَالِقِهِ, ascribing the creation to the creator, the one who created it. And this is like نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ, and the she-camel of Allah, عَبْدُ اللَّهِ, right? So عَبْدُ اللَّهِ, the عَبْدُ is the creation and Allah is the creator. So here the creation is being ascribed to the one who created it. And this is when إذا كان المضاف عينا قائما بنفسه. إذا كان المضاف عينا قائما بنفسه. If the thing that's being ascribed is an entity in itself, existing alone. Like a slave or like a house. بيت الله. بيت الله. بيت is not a description. It's not an attribute. It's not a characteristic. It's something that exists by itself. A house. It's very clear. So this is a creation. And it's being ascribed to the creator. You understand? And whenever the creation is ascribed to the creator in this manner, هذا من باب التشريف والتكريم. So this is to honor, to show honor and dignity for that particular creation, to show importance of that creation and honor of that creation and the status of that creation with Allah. So Abdullah, this is great honor. This is great honor. Baytullah, this is out of honor and reverence. This is the house of Allah. It's not any house. Baytullah, it's the house of Allah. Buyutullah, the houses of Allah. Masajidullah, the masajid of Allah. So this is from the aspect of that term being ascribed to Allah in honor. In honor. It gains honor by being ascribed to Allah Azza wa Jal. By being ascribed to Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is min babi idafati al-makhluqi ila khaliqihi. Ascribing the creation to its creator. To its creator. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are different. So what did the Jahmiyyah do? They misunderstand these two affairs here, and they mix them together, and they say all of them are created. This is all ascribed to Allah. This is all creation. This is all creation. They say kalam Allah. Oh, this is all creation. They understand this mudaf mudaf ilayh here and one aspect. All of them are just like Baytullah. Baytullah or Abdullah. It's all the same for them. It's all the same for them. So they consider all of that to be created. So therefore they say that the Quran is created like the heavens are created, and the speech of Allah is created like the sun and moon are created. Like the sun and moon are created. On the opposite end, there are extreme wulat sufiya, deviant sufiya. They believe in wahdat al-wujud and the unity of the creation and the creator. And they're on the other extreme, and they claim that none of this is created. They say the speech of Allah is not created, right? And neither is anything else that's ascribed to Allah. So nothing is created. It's all one with the creator. You understand? So they deviate. So they make no difference between the creation and the creator. So in their creed, there's no Lord and no slave, and there's no creator and no creation. There's no one who obeys and one who's being obeyed. They're all one. They're all one. One of them will say, Al Abdu Rabbun wa Rabbu Abdun. They'll say, Al Abdu Rabbun wa Rabbu Abdun. They say the slave is the Lord and creator, and the creator and Lord is the slave. That's what they claim. It's one. And then because the creation and the creator are mixed together in union. This is their claim. You understand that? This is a great deviation, waliyadu billah. So for this reason, you will find that whenever we speak about the ulu of Allah Azza wa Jal, ulu with that, how, what do we say? And what do we say? That we believe in Allah alin ala samawatihi ba'inu min khalqihi. That Allah is high and lofty above the heavens, separate and distinct completely from the creation. Because of people who claim the claims like these. You understand? They claim the claims like these. So they make these claims, and these claims lead to worse claims, and these worse claims lead to more lowly claims, and it's all deviation and misguidance and disbelief in the Lord of the worlds. You understand that? So these are people who claim that the Quran is created. Then there are others after them who have a similar claim, but they're not so bold. They're not so bold. They're not so direct. They have the same creed, and their statement or their doctrine, it leads to the same outcome, but they're not direct in their claim or their statement. Rather, they're evasive, and they use terminology that could be deceiving. So they say, Al-Quran ibaratun an kalamillah, aw hikayatun an kalamillah. Al-Quran ibaratun an kalamillah, aw hikayatun an kalamillah. So they say that the Quran is an expression of the speech of Allah, or a narration of the speech of Allah. It's not the actual speech of Allah. It's an expression or a narration of the speech of Allah. Of the speech of Allah. So they say the Quran is not created. It's not created. But what do they mean? These people here say the Quran, they say the Quran is not created. What do they mean? Al-ma'ani duna al-faf. They mean the meanings. So what they believe in is called al-kalam al-nafs. They believe that there is kalam, that Allah is described with a trait of speech, but it's a speech that's in His divine essence. And that's the meanings that are in His divine essence, subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for the letters, then they're created. As for the letters of those meanings, then they're created. And they believe that the speech is an attribute of Allah in His divine essence, and that's the meanings, al-kalam al-nafsi. Al-kalam al-nafsi. And whenever Allah revealed it, He revealed it to Jibreel, created it, the letters of those meanings inside Jibreel. Or they differ about that. Some of them say, no, rather He created, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the letters of those meanings, the meanings that's in the divine essence of Allah. He created the letters inside Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is their claims. So therefore, the meanings are the speech of Allah. And this is al-kalam al-nafsi. And the outcome of that in reality is that Allah, He does not speak, because it's not really speech. It's kalam al-nafsi. It's just the meanings only. And we know that speech is a combination of letters and meanings. And it's sounds that are heard, right? That have that are comprehended and understood, right? Al-kalam lughatan al-lafdhul mufhim kama ja'a an ibn Faris rahimahullah fi maqayis al-lugha. The speech is al-lafdh. A pronunciation that is heard, a mufhim, that brings benefit. You understand. It's understanding. It's not just any word. You just can't say blah, blah, blah like this or make up letters, right? Or just say something that's incomplete. Rather, speech linguistically are words and sentences that are heard that have meaning. And the one who hears them, he understands the point of the speaker. This is called kalam. So the point is that kalam majmu' al-huruf al-ma'ani. It's the combination of letters and meanings. Letters and meanings. So other than that, it's not kalam. Other than that, it's not kalam. So this is their claim. They said, yes, the Quran kalam Allah. But what do they mean? What do they mean? Do they mean like what Ahl Sunnah means? That's why Ahl Sunnah, what do they say? Al-Quran kalam Allah ghayru makhluqin minhu bada'a wa ilayhi ya'ud. So they make it directly. And then they're going to go even further than that. They're going to say, Al-Sawtu Sawtu Al-Qari wa Al-Kalamu Kalamu Al-Bari. They're going to say the voice is the voice of the reciter and the speech is the speech of the creator. All of this is to be clear and direct in the creed and not to leave any room for any deviant person to come and be ambiguous and slip in his deviant ideology and go along with the people in this manner like this. So all of these avenues and doorways have been closed. And as has preceded, Ahl Sunnah and the ulama of hadith, they're not naive and they're not fools. And they see behind the statements, what the statements lead to. Some statements maybe on face value, it seems correct, or sometimes could even seem good. But the scholars of hadith, they criticize it and they look in great detail. They examine those statements and they see what that leads to and what is the outcome of that and the lawazim of that, or what the one who states it means because of circumstantial evidences about his creed himself or the methodology of those people. So they don't mean what is correct. They will not let the expressions go from the people that carry more than one meaning. One is good and one is bad. Because the people who have bad intentions, they'll make those type of ambiguous or unclear statements, and what they mean is the bad meaning. And in any case, even if they didn't mean that, it's not going to be left to be understood or misunderstood from the people. Whether the creed, it must be clear. Whether the creed, it must be clear. So they claim that the Quran is the speech of Allah, yani al-kalam al-nafsi, yani meaning the meanings. As for the letters, this is not the speech of Allah. Even if they're not bold enough to outrightly say that, this is the outcome of their claim that Allah, he didn't speak. The alif, lam, mim, these words here, these are the letters. They're not the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is their claim, yani, or what their statement or their doctrine leads to, what their doctrine leads to. So they're deviant. They're deviant likewise. So the people of the Sunnah, they clarify that. They clarify that. So they claim that the meanings are the speech of Allah. As for the letters, then they differed about that. Some of them, they claim that the letters that indicate those meanings, they're created inside the essence of Jibreel. Or they are created inside the essence of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As for the meanings, they're inside the essence, the sacred essence of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You understand that? And that part's not created, but as for the letters, they're created. And all of this is deviation and misguidance. So the speech is letters and meanings, and the speech of Allah, the letters and meanings are not created. All of it is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second group after that, and this is some details with regards to the first group that we had taken, and those who claim that the Quran is created. Those who claim that the Quran is created. This is the issue here in summary. After that, there are another group that the author mentioned with regards to this issue, and that is al-Waqifa. And there are those who say the Al-Quran kalam Allah. They say the Quran is the speech of Allah. وَلَا نَقُولُ مَخْلُوقٌ وَلَا غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقٌ. But we don't say it's created or it's not created. We're not going to say it's created. We're not going to say it's not created. So they pretend to be pious, or they act like they fear Allah Azza wa Jal, and they'll be silent with regards to that. But in reality, they have the same shubha and they have the same doubt. They have the same misconception and misunderstanding as the previous ones, but they're not bold enough to outrightly say that. Because they know that the people of Sunnah, that the scholars of Hadith, they'll condemn them, they'll reprimand them, and they'll clarify the falsehood. So they came in this manner. So for this reason, the people of knowledge consider these individuals here to be Turs of Jahmiyyah. They're the shield. And they're the ones who are setting up the blockade, the roadblock for the Jahmiyyah to come behind them. So these people, they're even more severe because they... Up front, it seems like they're pious, it seems like they're righteous, but in reality, they have the same shubha, and there's another methodology or a way for that creed to be spread. So here the haq is clear, and the creed, again, it must be clarified, and it's not allowed to stop at the truth. So it's an incumbent obligation to have certain faith, to have certain faith, to have certain iman, al-iman al-jazim, al-iman al-jazim, al-iman al-jazim bil-haq. So it's not allowed in al-Muslim and yatawakaf al-haq. Yatawakaf ala an yaqul al-haq. He's not, I'm not going to say the truth. No, the truth, you must say it. You believe in the truth, you must state that and clarify it. You believe in the truth, you must state that and clarify it. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. From the Sefer here, al-imanu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi. Wa kutubihi. This is the issue that we're discussing. So al-iman, it must be certain and it must be clear. And the one who believes in the truth, he must state that and not be ambiguous, or not be shy, or not be afraid, or not pause, or hesitate in stating the creed that he believes in. Stating the creed that he believes in. So the Quran is the speech of Allah, and it's not created. And it's not created. You understand that? So it's not allowed to say, oh, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to get involved. I'm not going to talk about that. Even if he pretends that he's biased or righteous. We've seen that Imam Ahmed, he mentioned that if the one who makes the likes of this claim is somebody who has knowledge of the principles and the science of philosophy and rhetoric and the likes like this, then he's considered Jahmi. He's considered from the Jahmiyyah. Like that, because that's their claim and that's their statement and that's what it leads to. Rather, they're even worse than them because of the foul way that they pave for that initial doctrine to continue to be spread. Because those who make the claim directly, we just handle them. You debate with them. You clarify their falsehood and the people are safe from their ills. Alhamdulillah. But those who come like this, now they're opening the way. Opening the way, opening the way, opening the way, and spreading the doubts and misconceptions to enter the hearts of the people. Now they're confused, and now they're not certain. And then after that, the doctrine will be spread. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ The deviation will grow through the ummah like a poison, like a contagious disease, rather more severe. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ Disease of creed in the heart, in the heart. So they're more severe. As for the one who is ignorant, he's just like a parrot, saying what the people say, and he heard the people saying something, so he said what they said, then he will be taught, he will be educated, he will be debated with knowledge and wisdom, with sincerity and truth, with hopes that he would accept the proofs and evidences and see them and go straight and repent from that claim that he had made. So this is what one he will do, those who are qualified, those who are qualified. So if he repented, alhamdulillah, and if not, then he'll be considered like them. He'll be considered like them, yani from the Jahmiyyah. And we have seen the ruling of the Jahmiyyah, they are, that's right, they're not believers. They're not Muslims. Those who die upon the claim that the Quran is created, as the author he mentioned, لَيْسَ لَهُمْ شَيْءٌ مِنْ أَحْكَامِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ They have absolutely nothing from the rulings of the believers. They're not Muslims. They're not Muslims. This is a statement of apostasy, وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ So this is something that's very dangerous. This is something that's very dangerous. The creed is precious. My noble brothers, may Allah bless you. The creed of Ahl Sunnah is precious, and it's a great favor and blessing. Rather, the greatest favor and blessing to be guided to the proper creed and understanding, application, and practice of this deen. May Allah make us firm. Also, from those who deviated, this is with what were these groups called? Al-Waqifa. What was the first group called? Huh? Al-Jahmiyyah. And the Asha'ira, they come from them, right? Yeah, yes. And those are branch sects, but in general, they're called Al-Jahmiyyah. They're the ones who initiated that and brought that in the first place. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ The second place, the second the people, they're called the Waqifa. And they're also Jahmiyyah. They're also Jahmiyyah. The Waqifa, they're also, yani in the outcome, they're likewise Jahmiyyah. And then the author, he mentioned another group of people. Who were they? Al-Lafdhiyyah. They were Al-Lafdhiyyah. And there are those who say that Lafdhi bil-Qur'ani makhluk. Lafdhi bil-Qur'ani مخلوق. So this is the one that we read in our previous class. The author, he said, رحمه الله, ما حكم من قال لفظي بالقرآن مخلوق. What is the ruling of the one who claims that he says, لفظي, my love with the Qur'an is created. My love, my pronunciation of the Qur'an is created. So the word love here is a masdar, is a masdar. And the masdar, sometimes it comes used in different contexts with different meanings. The masdar, what does that mean? It's a verbal noun. It's a verbal noun. It's a noun, so it's not coupled with time, but it has a meaning of an action. So from this aspect, it's called a verbal noun. So a noun is a word that has a meaning, but it's not attached to time, person, place, or thing, right? It's called noun. اسم 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 كلمة دلت على المعنى في نفسها ولم تقترن بالزمان. So this is an ism. This is an ism. But then you have a fi'l. What's a fi'l? A verb. What do you call that in English? Action word. You didn't do grammar? Action word, right? They call it action word, right? In English grammar? Action word. Huh? كلمة دلت على المعنى في نفسها واقترنت بإحدى الأزمنة الثلاثة التي هي الماضي والحاضر والمستقبل. الماضي والحاضر والمستقبل. So a verb is a word that has a meaning, but it's coupled with time. It's coupled with time. You understand? Past, present, or future. Past, present, or future. This is a verb. It has a meaning, but it's coupled with time. Right? That's an action verb. So he did, he's doing, he will do. He ate, he's eating, he will eat. So it has a meaning, the meaning of eating. But it's coupled with time. You understand that? Then there are words that are nouns, meaning they're not coupled with time, but they have the meaning of an action. That's called an Arabic al-masdar. Let's call it Arabic must. They call it a verbal noun. They call it a verbal noun. Many times it has ing on the end of it, right? And even sometimes it could be in English a verb, and other times it could be a verb. What is he doing? He's eating. He likes eating, right? The first one is a verb. The second one is a noun, right? Right? It's called a gerund or something like this, I think, in the English language. But in any case, so the verbal noun, the verbal noun in the Arabic language is called the masdar. It's called the masdar. Whenever you make the sarf, it's the fourth one. When you make the sarf, it's the fourth form. So you say ضرب يضرب يضرب ضربا جلس يجلس يجلس جلوسا خرج يخرج يخرج. The fourth one, خروجا, that's the masdar. ذهب يذهب اذهب ذهابا ذهابا, that's the masdar. استغفر يستغفر يستغفر استغفارا. Istikhara is the fourth one. When you make the morphology, you make the sarf, the fourth form is the masdar. This is what some of the people don't know that they like masdar. Yeah, you say fassara, yufassiru, fassir, tafsiran. Tafsir is the masdar. So you say khalaqa, yakhluqu, ukhluq, khalqan, 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 khalqan is the masdar. Radda, yuruddu, rudda, radda. Tala, yatru, utru, tilawata. Qara'a, yaqra'u, iqra, qira'atan. Qira'a, tilawa, rad, khalq, these are masters. لفظ يلفظ الفظ لفظا لفظا is the master, is the master. تلفظ يتلفظ تلفظ تلفظا تلفظا is the master. You understand? This is what we're discussing here. So the master, sometimes it comes with the meaning of the master, yani the verbal noun. Other times the master comes in a context, and what is intended from that is the object, the ism maf'ul. The ism maf'ul. So for example, in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fa huwa raddun. Man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna fa huwa raddun. Fa huwa raddun. Radd is the master. Radda yuruddu rudda raddan. Fa huwa raddun. So when you find the explanation of the people of knowledge, they say ay mardud. Fa huwa raddun ay mardud. So right here, it means mardud. It's rejected. Mardud. You understand that? So the word right here, it means mardud. It means rejected. So this is an example of how the master, sometimes it means ism maf'ul. The master, sometimes it means ism maf'ul. خَلَقَ اللَّهُ خَلْقًا يَنِي مَخْلُوقًا. So sometimes the word خَلْق means مَخْلُوق. Huh? هَذَا خَلْقُ اللَّهِ يَنِي مَخْلُوقَ اللَّهِ. The things that Allah created. You understand that? So sometimes the word khalq, it means the master of khalaqa. Other times it means makhluq. Other times it means makhluq. So like that, this word love that we're discussing now, lovely bil Quran makhluq. You can say that, scholars, they say. What's the ruling of the one who says lovely bil Quran makhluq? This is because the word love is a master. And sometimes it has the meaning of the master, and sometimes it has the meaning of the ism makhluq. So the word love, if it means the master, it means the talafuf, the act of pronouncing. The act of pronouncing. And if it means ism maf'ul, it means the thing that's being pronounced. You understand? So the word love itself, it could be understood in two meanings. It could be understood to be the act of pronouncing something, or the actual thing that's being pronounced. Understand that? So we have two things. One of them is the action, the movement of the tongue and the lips, right? The vocal cords, the act of pronouncing. And then we have the thing that's being pronounced. The word love could mean either one of them. The word love could mean either one of them. You understand? So if someone were to say, love li bil Qur'ani makhluq, what could be understood from that? Two things could be understood from that. My pronunciation of the Quran, and my reading of the Quran, the act I of my reciting the Quran is created, which is haq, it's true. Or it could mean that what I'm reciting is created, which is the speech of Allah, and that's not true. That's falsehood. You understand? So this statement here is ambiguous. What do you mean? Love. What do you mean your love with the Quran is created? Right? What do you mean by that? Because it could have a correct meaning and it could have an incorrect meaning. It could have a meaning of truth and it could have meaning of falsehood, rather disbelief. You understand? So for this reason, the scholars of the Hadith, they did not let them say that. So this is another way they tried to come. This is another way they tried to come. They said, well, if they claim the Quran is created, they're going to get at them. The scholars of the Hadith will expose them. The people of the Sunnah will condemn them and reprimand them, clarify their falsehood. Even if they say they're not going to get involved, they're going to be condemned likewise. They're going to be considered waqifah, and they're going to be worse than the Jahmiyyah. And the same outcome is going to happen. So then they try to say, okay, we'll say that lovely Quran. They just can't get away from their creed and their deviation. They try to find any way they can to slip away from that and to be evasive in their creed and to deny or reject saying the truth clearly. Saying the truth clearly. So they say, lovely bil Qur'ani makhluq. Lovely bil Qur'ani makhluq. So the scholars, they said, no, you can't say that. What do you mean by that? You have to be clear. Because if you say that, love, it could mean a talafud, which is the act of of pronouncing, or it could mean malfud, which is the thing that's being pronounced. So if you mean the first one, it's true. But if you mean the second one, it's not true. Where there's disbelief. Where there's disbelief. So therefore, because this is not clear, this is not, it's not allowed to say this. So he says, الجواب هذه العبارة لا يجوز إطلاقها نفيا ولا إثباتا لأن اللفظ معنى مشترك بين التلفظ الذي هو فعل الأبد وبين الملفوظ به الذي هو القرآن. This statement is not permissible to be uttered, and it's not permissible to say the statement, neither in negation nor in affirmation, because the word lafz, pronunciation, has a shared meaning. It may refer to the act of recitation. It may refer to the act of recitation, huh? A talafuz, which is the action of the servant, which is correct, or to the recited text itself, which is the Quran al-Malfuz, which is not correct. فإذا أطلق القول بخلقه شمل المعنى الثاني ورجع إلى قول الجهمية. So if one says that it is created, this includes the second meaning, meaning the Quran itself, and thus it returns to the statement of the Jahmiyyah, the statement of the Jahmiyyah. So therefore, it's not allowed. It's not allowed. He says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقٍ شَامِلَ الْمَعْنَى الْأَوَّلِ الَّذِي هُوَ فِعْلُ الْأَبْدِ وَهَذَا مِنْ بِدَعِي الْإِتِحَادِيَّةِ. And if one says it is not created, this includes the first meaning, the action of the servant, and this is from the innovations of the Itihadiyya, extremists who claim union with the union of the creation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what he's mentioning now is the statement. He says, لا يجوز إطلاقها نفيا ولا إثباتا. It's not allowed to say this statement here in negation nor affirmation. So you can't say lovely bil Qur'ani makhluq. That's affirmation, right? And you can't say lovely bil Qur'ani غيرو makhluq. This is what he means by that. لا يجوز إطلاق هذه العبارة نفيا وإثباتا. نفيا ولا إثباتا. You can't negate it. You can't say love thee bil Qur'ani ghayru makhluq, and you can't say love thee bil Qur'ani makhluq. Love thee bil Qur'ani ghayru makhluq. This is negation. You can't do that. Love thee bil Qur'ani makhluq. This is affirmation. You can't do that. Why can't you make the affirmation? We've seen that, right? We just discussed this one. This one is clear. You can't say love thee bil Qur'ani makhluq because it has two meanings. One of them is correct, one of them is incorrect. And the incorrect meaning goes back to the claim that the Qur'an is created, which is a statement of the Jahmiyyah. So therefore, it's forbidden to make the statement. As for in denial, in negation, لَغْضِي بِالْقُرْآنِ غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقٍ. This also has two meanings. So if you say my love thee with the Quran is not created. So now the word love has the same two meanings, right? At-talaffuz wal-mawfuz. At-talaffuz wal-mawfuz. It's on the opposite light. So if you say that my act of pronouncing is not created, this is falsehood. And if you say the thing that's being pronounced is not created, this is true. You understand? So this statement here also contains truth and falsehood. This statement here also contains truth and falsehood. So it's not allowed to say that likewise. So he says, وَلِهَذَا قَالَ السَّلَفُ الصَّالِحُ رَحِمَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَنْ قَالَ لَفْظِي بِالْقُرْآنِ مَخْلُوقٌ فَهُوَ جَهْمِيٌّ وَمَنْ قَالَ غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقٍ فَهُوَ مُبْتَدِعٌ. And for this reason, the pious predecessors, may Allah have mercy on them, they said, whoever says my pronunciation of the Quran is created is a jahmi. And whoever says my pronunciation of the Quran is not created is an innovator. Is an innovator. The author in his work, Ma'ad al-Qabul, and he mentioned the same statement, but he clarified what he means. He said, A, غَيْرَ بِدْعَةٍ al-jahmiyyah. He's an innovator, meaning other than the innovation of the jahmiyyah. So the statement of the jahmiyyah is innovation. Claiming the Quran is created is an innovation. And then making tawakkuf about that is innovation. And then going to the love likewise is innovation. It's innovation. You know, all of it's innovation. Some innovation is considered bid'ah mukaffira. Another innovation is lighter than that, but it's very severe. It's called bid'ah mufassiqa. So there are innovations that are considered disbelief, major disbelief, that would expel a person from the religion. And there are other innovations that are very severe, lowly and foul, but they're not of that severity. They do not expel a person from the religion. Do not expel a person from the religion. You understand that? So this is all bid'ah. What we're discussing now is bid'ah. It's different types of innovation with regards to the creed in the Quran. So what they mean by that, the one who says, lovely but Qurani makhluqan fuhu jahmi. And he's a jahmi. He's only saying that because he believes that it's created. He's trying to swindle his way through and be evasive with regards to his creed and hide his deviation behind this ambiguous statement. So they say he's jahmi. They let him have it. You understand? They don't play games with him. They don't play games with him. Why do you bring that ambiguous statement that carries falsehood and truth? Why don't you just say clearly like Ahl Sunnah, Al-Kalamu Kalamu Al-Bari wa Sawtu Sawtu Al-Qari. So the scholars of Hadith, they bring a word that does not have but one meaning. They say the word, the speech is the speech of the creator and the voice is the voice of the reciter. So they make it clear. They don't say my pronunciation which has a good meaning and a bad meaning, which has two different meanings. Either one of them could be intended. They know they bring the word soaked, which has one meaning, the voice. So they say the words, the speech is the speech of Allah, and the voice is the voice of the reciter. So the voice of the reciter is like the reciter because the voice is the attribute of the reciter. So he's created. As for the words, the speech is not created. It's the speech of Allah. So their creed is very clear, direct to the point, without any ambiguity. You understand that? So these people, they come, they say, lovely the Quran, they want to swindle and go around this. They want to go around this in this manner like this. Like they say here in America, they want to put the hoodie over his face, huh? Over his eyes, pull the wool over his over his eyes. They want to blind him. They want to blind him. It's called ta'miyah. They want to blind the people from the truth, and they want to decorate their falsehood and make it fair seeming and appealing so that people will follow it. So they consider them like that. Then he says, rahimahullah, and whoever said, وَمَنْ قَالَ غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقٍ إِمَنْ قَالَ لَوْضِي بِالْقُرْآنِ غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقٍ فَهُوَ مُبْتَدِعٍ فَهُوَ مُبْتَدِعٍ. Whoever claims that my pronunciation of the Quran is not created, then he's an innovator. What does that mean? He's an innovator, and he contrary to the innovation of the Jahmiyyah, right? The Jahmiyyah, they're innovators too. The one who made that claim that my recitation of the Quran is created, he's an innovator likewise. He's mubtada'. But what they mean here, to separate between the two. We have the Jahmiyyah, and we know them. And they're upon what they're upon. As for the one who says this, then he's a mubtada', because this leads to another deviated creed. The one who claims that the pronunciation, my pronunciation of the Quran is not created, this also has two meanings. The good meaning is the thing that's being pronounced, al-malfuz, which is correct. But the other meaning, my pronunciation, and in my act of reciting, my act of pronouncing, the action of pronouncing itself is not created. And this leads to the claim of those before who we see, that they mix the creation with the creator, and they believe that the creator and the creation are one in union, and there's no distinction between the two. So therefore, my pronunciation of the Quran, my action of recitation, my tongue, and the movement of my tongue and lips is not created, because the creator and the creation are one in their claim. فَهُوَ مُبْتَدِعٌ, because he's making this statement here, this innovative claim that leads to this understanding. You understand? The Jahmiyyah, they have this creed, and these extreme Sufiyyah, they have this creed. And this statement here, whether you affirm it or negate it, it leads to one of the others. It leads to one or the other. Along with the fact that it carries a good meaning too. So therefore, it's not allowed, except to say that which is clear. And the likes of these circumstances here, it's not allowed to say anything that's of clarity. You bring clarity to the religion. You bring clarity to the creed. You'll be direct in what you believe. And you don't play around or go to the left or the right and use a play on words and manipulate the terms in order for a person to hide his falsehood and his current belief. Rather, it would be brought to them directly, no doubt about that, especially because of the great ills that came about from that. And the fact that these claims, if they're understood in the foul light, they're statements of disbelief. They're statements of disbelief. So the scholars of hadith, they love Islam. They love Allah. They love the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They love the Muslims. وَالدِّينُ النَّسِيحَ وَالدِّينُ النَّسِيحَ, and the religion is giving sincere advice. So they stand and they put their honor and reputation and their lives on the line to defend the creed so the Muslims can believe the true belief and they will not be tried by disbelief where they did not proceed. You understand that? So this is a great favor and blessing that Allah favored them with that they have over us, the scholars of hadith. That's why we love them. We love them for the sake of Allah. Loving the scholars of hadith is from deen. Loving the ulama, the true scholars of Islam, is from deen. We love them for the sake of Allah. We honor them and respect them for the sake of Allah. We draw near to Allah by loving and respecting the scholars and people of the sunnah. And people of the sunnah, we defend them. We do not let people play games with regards to them. Barakallahu fikum. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.